Thank you, praise team. God bless you for this wonderful service. And let the eternal God, your God, for each and every one of you standing here this morning, let him rise and break every gate of brass and cut every bars of iron asunder for you in Jesus' name. Let him reduce the enemies of your soul to stubbles and render to you the dividends of righteousness in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Eternal God, we bow before you this morning. The Lord, I answer a prayer, we thank you. Say, all that may, we praise the Lord. This is Psalm 107 verse 15. Put it up there. Psalm 107 verse 15. Hallelujah. All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Everybody say amen. Verse 16. For one reason, everybody read with me in a loud voice. For he had broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you know that that gate is broken, that brass is cut, that gate is rendered asunder, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, we take our message, breakthrough. Everybody say with me, breakthrough the invisible chains. I can bring it personal and say, break through your invisible chains. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the title of the message this morning. There are chains that is visible. Then there are chains that is invisible. There are chains that you can see, and there are chains you may not be able to see. Chains in this regard is like a prison without or with invisible walls, a prison with invisible gates, a prison with a rampart or gas tower with gas in it, fully armed, but they are not visible. Now, in a visible situation, you can attract attention. People can see you that you are in chains. And maybe they will have compassion on you, because he is in a situation whereby he is in chains. And I'm seeing it. They may bring water for you to drink. They may try to find a way to loosen the chain so it's not pinching you that bad. In a visible chain where people can see, you may attract certain temperatures, certain hell. Because this is a chain that is visible. As we go along this morning, I will show you a man that was tied with an invisible chain, up to 6,000 of them. And rather than attracting help, attracting compassion, they went about adding another chain onto his 6,000 chains already. So invisible chain is such that when it happens, when it is in one's life, It is a major, major crisis. And we're going to come to how Christ in his word said to us this morning that he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Now, chains, there are different types of chains. There are chains of sin. That particular sin that is in your life that you cannot just get rid of is there, even though you know the word of God. That God says, shall we abide in sin that grace may abide? Say, God forbid. But you find yourself returning to it. Chains, 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 different chains. Chains of shame, chains of regret, chains of had I known, chains of fear, chains of inferiority complex is there. There are chains and chains that the enemy can use and bind us so that when we find out what chains means this morning, that chain can hold us back. There are chains that brings out the worst in you and you just don't know how to contain it. I've seen people with chains of anger and people don't see it. They see the manifestation. They see it. There are people that committed sin and even Christ has forgiven, but that chain is still there. The chains of shame is still holding them. Chains in the physical, chains in the spiritual, chains that is emotional. Emotional chains, very destructive. People just don't know how to get rid of it. Chains that put a yoke and fetters over you. Even though Christ has broken every chain, even though the promise says, for the gate of brass he broke it and cut the bars of iron in sunder. But this morning, we are going to go into the breakthrough chain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The anointing that breaks every yoke. Now, chains is tools of subjection. Chains are tools of bondage. It's an oppressive thing when it is put on somebody unintentional. Even when people put chains on themselves, it is still a sign of oppression. I remember one time I traveled. Tell that story in this church. I was working for a company. And on Saturday, two things happened to me on that journey. One of the time I had God's word expressive speaking to me. I told you how I lost a key to a very big office building. That the manager told me, don't lose it. I'm trusting you with this. You can go and do overtime so you make some hours. You are traveling. I came into a place like a marketplace and lost it. I cried unto God. How can I go back and tell this guy? Because he told me I'm going to lose my job. And God had me. I didn't cry for too long. Tell me go left, go right, go this and so until looked down and the chain was sitting, the key was right in front of me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the next weekend, I think I said, I'm going to take a break from work. I enter train. I like to ride in a train. And for hours, I went forward. You buy a ticket for a whole day, and then you go, and then you come back as much as you want. So I travel long, and then along the way, after some time, I say, oh, it's getting time for me to stop in this next station and go back to where I came from, the main city. So the train stopped. I didn't look. I didn't know where I was, just in the midst of nowhere. I step out of the train, and the train left. I turn around to look for the station. There is no station there. I turn the other way to look for the station. There's no station. I look forward. There's nothing. Backward, there's nothing. I'm in the midst of wilderness. But I'm not alone in this wilderness. I was with a man that is looking like a giant. I'm not talking of spiritual. This is not vision. This is something I was seeing. But this man have chains around him, padlock around him. When I mean chain, thick ones, across here, across the waist, everywhere we are chains. I said, Lord, how are you going to deliver me from this? in the midst of nowhere, only me with some kind of human being with chains. Later on, God said, the chains you are seeing in this man is a symbol of something bigger that is binding him. I said, well, whatever it is, I don't want to cross this guy by any means. Is there any way he can stay on his side so I can stay on my side when the train comes to take me away? We're going to see similar situation where people are in chains and then they are also being put in chains again. But Christ did not come to put any one of us in chain. He came, the Son of Man came, that you might be free and be free indeed. Some of us have chains that the enemy torments us with in the spiritual, so that at times your sleep is not sleep. It gives you things. You see things. You go dreams. These are chains, links. Now, chains, as I said, is tools of oppression when it is imparted on you against your own will. Chains are tools of limitation. Chains are tools to hinder you from moving outside certain parameters. If that chain is 20 feet, that's how much you can go. No matter what is put before you at 21 feet or 23 feet, you cannot reach it. Now, there are chains that will stop our breakthrough in life. Chains that will hinder your prosperities. Chains will hinder your victories. Chains that will limit. So that you seem to take a step forward all the time and you take two steps backward. When you have something you want to get to done, it is faced with uncommon resistance. In other words, you are like somebody who is climbing a hill with a load on your back. And that hill is slippery. So you are fighting to go up to the apex of that hill. And you find yourself sliding backward again. That chain will not allow you to get your full potentials in life. You look around. You cry unto God. You do everything. But you are still limited by those chains, unseen chains, that hinders your breakthrough. Others are getting things done. You are not getting it. Others are getting, you are seeing things, friends and people and breaking through and doing things and having testimonies and having just about a good time. And there is nothing coming through for you. These are chains, unseen chains in the spiritual. Now, I want you to know that in the physical, the chains can be bounding over your hand or your waist or your neck or your leg. That's in the physical. But in the spiritual, there's a battleground. The battleground is a place that is set aside for war. The battleground is in the mind. It is in the mind. In the days of the old, when people will decide to go to war against one another, they will decide among themselves, we are going to meet in this location by that hill, by that side, on this side of the hill and stuff, on certain day or certain time, and we fight it out, and whoever has wins gets the victory. Now, in the battle mind, in the mind, it is where God and Satan fights. We are so. You may say, well, God has all the power. No, there's a part you have to do, and we're coming to that. So this chains is when it is tied to the mind and you are not doing what you should do, or you don't know what you do, or you are not being directed right, that chains remains. But we thank God who says that he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There was a man, they call him the man of Gadarenes in the Bible, from the city of Gadara. This man was bound. It said day and night. This is in Mark chapter 5. We're not going to read it through. He said he cries all the time. He was in emotional bondage, physical bondage, spiritual bondage, philosophical bondage, to the point that his habitation is with the tomb, with the dead, day and night. The townspeople have tried their best to curtail him, to contain him. But the best they can come to, or that applies to many of us at times by human beings, is that they want to add another chain unto his already invisible chains. That particular day, the man didn't know that there was coming a Savior. But Jesus appeared on the scene, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he asked him, something happened that is strange. The message of God. This morning we did something, we asked this person that is here, give us an attribute that you think you relate with God best. People say different things. One say, unbountiful mercifulness. God still left, even though the battleground has been taken over by the enemy, even though the battleground has been consumed and destroyed and there is nothing left. He still left a gap. Go to Mark chapter 5 or 6 for me, please, quickly. He still left a gap for him. He said, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he did what? He ran to God, he ran to Jesus Christ and worshipped him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Christ asked him, what is your name? He said, region. A region is a number or a name in the medieval times among the Roman Empire where a region is equivalent to 5,000 combatants and 1,000 non-combatants. Total of 6,000 is a full region. This a region, he said, what is the chains that is holding me? The chains, because each one of the soldiers, each one of the combatants or non-combatants, they have equipped with war, to go to war. They're equipped to fight, to kill, to destroy. The enemy come not but to do this, not just to steal, to kill, and that's what he comes to destroy. So he has 6,000 chains holding one single person. Chains of this, chains of that, chains of this is holding this man. The one we can see in the physical is that he was crying day and night under torment. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Jesus Christ then spoke to those enemies. He said, well, do not just let us go anywhere. Can you send us into the pigs? Because those evil powers need a habitation. But he will not inhabit you in Jesus' mighty name. He has no power in your life in Jesus' mighty name. If you have chains in your life, chains are things just, we are not going into the different aspect of chains. We are talking of breakthrough this morning. If you have those things that is limiting your breakthrough, you are striving, even chains of poverty, even chains of working 8 to 5, 10, 12 hours, 20, whatever you have, and still you have nothing to show for it. Because the enemy always brings something to drain you. The enemy will bring something to take away from what you have. Instead of multiplying as God has promised, say he shall shake it together, he shall pour more on top, his overflowing shall be your portion, and press down, shaking together and overflowing, you'll find your barrel always empty. And you cry unto God, why am I not breaking through? Why is this happening? And so on. And you still find yourself limited by chain. This morning, I want to introduce you to somebody that you already know. But you have to get this wisdom we are going to discuss this morning to know that that chain has been broken already. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to claim it. You have to apply it. You have to live it. You have to believe God to manifest it in your life. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, please, quickly. Isaiah 10 chapter 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall do what? Shall be lifted, taken away from off thy shoulder. And his yoke off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The anointing. It is the anointing that breaks every yoke. Now, yoke, fetters, chains are the same thing. It's a means of limitation. It's a means of bonding you. It's a means of stopping you from being an eagle that God meant you to be, to soar, to rise, to overcome. That chain holds you. Want to fly, it just pulls you down. In any aspect of your life, this chain is holding. Just know this morning that it is the anointing that breaks every yoke. The problem here is, where is the anointing? The problem here is, where can we get the anointing? I want to explain some concept that I understood. And it has helped me out in this regard. Like you, like many of us, we have saw the anointing. Some of us goes to this prophet. Some of us goes to this pastor. He says anointed and so on and so forth. You are also anointed by God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is the anointing that counts most. What is in you? What God has given you? How you manifest it? How you live it? Now the anointing is the power of God to break every yoke. Now, when it comes to deliverance, when it comes to the anointing to break through, the anointing puts on a dimension that is different from the God can approach different things in different ways. But when it comes to breakthrough, the anointing put on a warrior's mantle, a warrior's garment. The anointing does not come like any other thing when it comes to break yoke in people's life. It comes in power. It comes without mincing word. It doesn't give quarter. It doesn't come like under the ladder. An example of how the anointing breaks yoke, even in the physical, using it to march into the spiritual, is that when Paul and Silas, having received a call to go and worship, to go and do something for God, a call, a cry from Macedonia, come and help us out. On getting there, a young girl was possessed of this chain. She went around following Paul and calling on the name and said, these are servants of the Lord, until one day, Paul got tired of it and rebuked that spirit in her. And she was set free. But then what happened is that the masters of this girl, seeing that they have lost the way of their money, took Paul to the magistrate, they put them in chain, and then put them in jail. And seeing who they were, what kind of thing they are, they put them in the inner dungeon and put them on fetters, on irons, on chains, and bound them. The Bible said that at the midnight hour, just like that man ran to Jesus Christ, the man that was out of his mind, the man that the town people were putting more chain on him, the man that was crying there at night and so on, they ran to Jesus in the midnight hour of their life and started to say, Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang. And then what happened? The Holy Spirit came down. And when he came down, He didn't come peacefully. Holy Spirit, when it comes to break the chain in your life, do not be afraid. He's going to shake the foundation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every pillar that is holding you, every yoke that is holding you, every plan, no matter where they are, he will shake the foundation of that place to pieces in Jesus' mighty name. He said that this anointing came in a way that the foundation of the prison was shaken. There was an earthquake because the man of war is on the way to deliver and to break through for his servants. And he said immediately the yokes, the chains, the bondage, the fetters that was in the hands of Paul and Silas fell out. And not only that, when God will break through for you, people around it will benefit from you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When God will break through from you, people that is standing by or watching or seeing you will be benefit of your anointing, because anointing comes in overflowing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It cannot be contained in a barrel. It has to overflow. And when it overflows, don't stop others from sharing in that anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said the fetters, the iron of the people in the prison, every one of them fell out. And the guard wanted to kill himself, thinking everybody has escaped. He said, no, don't kill yourself. We are still here. He took them to their house, prepared food for them, give them this in. And that night, that anointing brought salvation to his house also. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The anointing is the power of God in terms of breakthrough to render every obstacle, render it useless, null and void. Now, some obstacles are like mountains. Some obstacles are like hills. Some obstacle is such that you cannot even perceive right now how God can break through for you. It is so high that you look at it, it's like a towering wall. And the mind cannot conceive how God is going to come through. Just know this, that when the anointing breaks through, you will see every one of them brought to level. The crooked paths will be made straight. The hills will be leveled before you. The enemy that is laughing will turn around and render congratulations to you in Jesus' mighty name. I don't usually waste my time on enemies or people or that. I concentrate on God, what God can do, what God is able to do, the God I serve. The past of what people did is out there. Do not allow that yoke to be on you of what people have done and how they did it or what they are planning or what they are thinking. Concentrate on him who is able to save and to deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ breaks every yoke. Now we ask the question, how does the anointing come? Where can we go and get this anointing? He says it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and its yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Where? And we say that the anointing is the Holy Spirit. And when it comes to deliver as a breakthrough, to destroy all opposition, it comes in a way that is just great. Because it renders the foundation null and void. Now, Christians, I will go to the second part of this about the anointing, about how we can. Many of us give up too easy. Many of us give up too easy. When we are facing battles like this, many of us even start to go towards the enemy's camp in our confessions and in our actions. Because the chain is so strong and it is hooked to a pillar that you just don't see how I can break through. Now remove the concentration from yourself and put it on the Lord. He's the one that is the iron breaker, the chain breaker. The anointing is, he gave us an example that I have applied in my life, and I waited from time to time and I see it come to pass. When we go and realize, first and foremost, that salvation is by no other name, you have to dawn on you at a point. Not from your effort, not from your wisdom, not from your ability, not from your know-how. Not from any connection you may have when it comes to bondage and chains. No other name. But one name is exalted and lifted up above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Once you have taken that stand and you have taken that knowledge into your soul, into your mind, into that piece of battleground, then what next is that you pick, I'm saying what have worked for me and will continue to work for me. This morning when they asked me, how, what do you call God more? I say, he's the way maker. He always makes way for me. Many a time she looks like it's not going to happen. Many a time it looks like there are so many chains holding it that I cannot break through. But when Jesus comes, when he shows up in that situation, I always smile. I know. I say when he started moving, he may, you just hang on to his tailcoat at that point. He will break through the situation in Jesus' mighty name. For that name is highly lifted up above every name that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. But many of us give up so easy, so quick. We want results immediately, which is okay. I want results immediately too. I want a turnaround so fast at times. But God has a way. There is a time and a point to every situation under the face of the earth. In recognition of this, he said, men always ought to pray and not faint. Always ought to pray. Always go in thanksgiving. He started to give an instance in the Bible. He said, this woman was under the yoke. This woman was under the bondage. This woman was under distress. And there is only one man in town. Typical is talking of a person and God. Because he said men always to pray. But this is unjust judge. A judge that does not fear God. A judge that does consider the woman's situation. He doesn't consider her emotional turmoil. He doesn't consider her physical situation. He doesn't consider her spiritual. Nothing concerns him. He said, but this woman did something I want you to learn from today. She was what? Persistent. She was what? Persistent. She would not give up. She evolved into what we call stubborn faith. A faith that will not be denied. A faith that will not be said no. Every day she goes up right early and then knock on the judge's door. Bah. Who is it? It is me again. Get out. Goes. Tomorrow again he comes and knock. Who is it? It is me. You are the only one that will answer my prayer. You are the only one that will deliver me from this situation. You are the only one that have the anointing to break this yoke that I have. He said, you know what the judge did? After some time he said, though I do not fear man, though I do not fear woman, though I do not care what the situation of the woman is, though I don't care to know, but because she wearies me practically to death, I will rise and answer and grant her request. Somebody say hallelujah. So we run to the prophet, we run, but there is one that say, come and knock and I will open. He say, ye that make mention of the Lord, do what? Keep not silence. And give him what? No rest. Start to take that situation and write it down 20 times over and over. Make a copy of it. Put one in your car. Put one in your wallet. Put one in your pocket. Put one by your bedside. Put another one in the toilet. Put it everywhere. Anytime you come against across that written store, say, Lord, I still believe you. You are the one that will do this situation. It is only by the anointing that this situation will be broken. And I hold on to your word. I am not going away. I am not going to stop. I'm not going to give up. I will ponder. I will knock. I will cry. I will weep day and night until you answer my prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not yield. Do not give up easily. Because only the anointing can break the yoke. It used to be, and it is still is, though it is very, very rare, that at times we go to the prophet, at times we go to the apostle, at times we go to the pastor, at this thing. If it is a man that is truly man of God, there is nothing else they can do for you other than to point you in the direction of the Lord and believe with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There nobody have that space to just do it. You have to still believe. You have to have the faith to go. You have the faith to move to the direction of the deliverance. You have to be like that man that when he saw Jesus Christ, he ran to Jesus. And know this is the way. This is the truth. This is the life. This is the only way I can get out of this situation. But many of us give up after 1 week of prayer or fasting, partial fast or full fast or one day or whatever it is. Ah, he hasn't done it. 2 weeks, my God is taking to 3 weeks, and I am like that, like you. But I've learned to be persistent. I've learned to remain in thanksgiving. I've learned to remind God that this is your word. At times, I will miss some of the places I wrote that in and hide them. And some of them, I see them 3, 4, 5 years later on, I say, ah, God have answered it already. Here is where I hide it in this book. I was reading that book at that time. I didn't read that book for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And then I opened it and I saw, this is when the oppression was there. This is when the chain was there. This is when the wall, the pillars are holding me down. I cried unto God and he heard my cry. It's time for testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's time to give him praise. It's time to give him honor. Peter toiled the whole night for a breakthrough. He walked his tail end off for a breakthrough through the night. He's a master fisherman. They have 2 boats, clues over there. After the whole night, they did not catch anything. They put their boat on the side and took the tent, the nets to go wash it. Master Jesus was there talking to people and they were coming. The crowd was pushing on him. So he said, well, no, let me just, before they push me inside the water, climb into the boat. And when he climbed into the boat, he asked Peter, please, can you move it into the water so that I can stand there and speak to these people? Ah, well, I already washed this boat. He moved it. And Jesus Christ spoke to those people. And after he's finished speaking, he said, Peter, come here, yeah? You did me a service. Now, this is a point I'm bringing, 2 points I'm bringing through to you. Service to God brings also the anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of us do not look for a way, do not look for a part to play in God's kingdom. We are content to go to God in church, prayer and stuff. We are content to be part of, you know, coming to God. But we don't see any part we can play an integral part. So you become an essential commodity for God. A boat needed for service. A tool needed for service. Because when you find a part you can play and be part of it, be patient. When Jesus has finished with what he has to do, there's time for reward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's time for dividend. Then he called Peter and said, come on. Take your boat and go out into the deep. What? We already washed our net. We already cleaned our body. Master, we have been going around all night. We went to the south. We went to the east. We went to the north. We went to the west. Every part we have tried through the whole night. We did not catch any fish. And now this morning, you want us to go again out into the deep. What did he say to him? Let us go to Luke chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. Luke chapter 5:5-6, quickly. And Simon said unto the master, we have toiled all through the night and have taken nothing. The chains has limited us. Unseen and invisible chain. We couldn't have a breakthrough. You couldn't have a breakthrough. You couldn't see a way through the breakthrough. The master now said, go back and do this. Nevertheless, what did he say again? Nevertheless, at thy word. Important parts to the second, first point I gave to you. Stubborn, holding, relentless, resilient faith. It has to be based on the word of God. Not the attention of man or the ability of man or that prophet or pastor or whatever, but on the word of God. If your breakthrough is being hindered, the only thing that can break it is the anointing. And that anointing has to be solidly built on the word of God. Not in the imagination of men, not on the thought of men, not on go make a sacrifice for this, not to do it like this. I have so much desire for one particular thing at a point. I called God for breakthrough for 2 whole years. I fought for it. I looked for it. I cried for it because God has given me a revelation already that he will do this. I thought that was the part. The thing that nearly brought me down from realizing that dream was about to step away from the word of God. On the night, they called me and said, come over for this stuff. You know, things are ready. Tomorrow, we are going to go for what we need to do. And I came, and they definitely asked me to do something that I know that is contrary to the word of God. 2 of us. I said, Lord, I will not do this. It doesn't matter what it will take or cost. I will not yield to this situation. How can I, for God's sake, go in the middle of a white sand with white stones as a circle and stand in the middle of them and start to mutter every nonsense? This is not you, Lord. I'm stepping out of here. And the person that brought me to that situation went through. And the person that was taking us to that situation, which I never knew was like that before, was supposed to be a Christian. Every anointing has to be based, any breakthrough you are seeking in life has to be based purely on the word of God. And Simon says, answer us, Master, we have toiled all through the night and we have taken nothing. Everybody say with me, nevertheless at thy word I will lay down the net. Now go to the breakthrough, verse 6. And when they have done this, they had this done, they enclosed great multitude of fishes and their nets break. Go to 7. And then they have to call in the other people that were standing by and say, when the anointing breaks through for you, when the anointing breaks through for you, it brings blessing even to people around you. The anointing overflows. The anointing doesn't come like in a timid way. It comes in a force. It's a force of its own. It never comes like any other thing when it is breakthrough anointing. He said the other sheep came, and they came and they helped them, and they came and filled both ships so that they began to even sing from overflowing of breakthrough. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brethren, we all are going through things in life. I had a joke with somebody I was talking with, a couple of people. I said, is there anybody with that situation in their life? Trouble. Do we think of anybody that we say the world is full for me, complete? It's just that you in your own cocoon, in your own zone, at times you don't see what the other man is going through. At times, the emotional burden has brought you to a breaking point. At times, it becomes so overwhelming that you just don't know where to turn to. Every avenue you have tried met with resistance. Every resource you have, you think you have, seem to fail in the face of these obstacles. I always say to people who I'm talking with, I do have my own burdens. Every one of us does. But one thing I know for sure is that the promise of the word of God is and that God has promised me personally, I can always hold to that. That he will never leave me nor forsake me. That though weeping may endure for a night at times, without doubt joy shall come in the morning. That though it looks now like I'm under the chain, or you are under the chain, and that chain is tied to a stout post, and it looks like you cannot get away from it. You cannot break through. When the anointing comes, which is the Holy Spirit, when God's grace comes, it will make a mountain a molehill and level it out for you in Jesus' mighty name. At times, people will look at you and say, okay, sister so-and-so is going through this. It is because of their sin. At times, even you may start to think in that order. Oh, my sin has brought me so. My mistake has brought me so. Some start to move it into what they have done or their father's generational sins and so on. Well, it may be true. But also the same God said to me in his word, which I told the enemy on one particular situation connected to generational whatever. He said, the father shall not eat sour grapes and the children teeth be set on edge. I hold on to that word for a long time. I hold on to that word for because the word of God is just what I took. Each time it will manifest, I say, the father has eaten sour grapes. And my teeth shall not be on edge. Is that the promise of God, everybody? Yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord in the book of Ezekiel. That the sins of your father, instead of your father leaving you as a good man will leave wealth and blessing for his children, they left you with a baggage of problems. Let them carry their problem and go with themselves to the grave. God has set me free. Some say, well, it is because of my mistakes. Yes, you have made mistakes, but remember that the blood of Jesus has washed you clean and made it white as snow. And if the Son of Man has set you free, you are free indeed. That the emotional chain of shame shouldn't remain with you again in Jesus' mighty name. You need to lose it. Lose it based on the word of God. Lose it because Christ has done all things for you. He has broken the gate of brass and even cut the bars of iron in sunder. So my message this morning is not any other thing but learn two things. Learn to take the word of God like that man ran to Jesus, like Peter say at thy word, and that woman keep knocking relentlessly, holding on, not giving up. When she's thrown out, she come back the next day, do the same thing because the word of God says, ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. And do what? Give him no rest. Until he established. Until he does what? Establish that thing. That is your title. That is your right. That is your dividend as a child of God. But you see others, you are like living by the seaside. And you don't have enough water to wash yourself. You see the ocean of God's blessing, God's goodness, God's mercy, but you are not getting part of it. You see the ocean of God's deliverance, the testimonies and others, and you don't have none to show. You have to take the word of God that aligns with that particular situation. I do not make it easy that some people have inherited generational situation, hand-me-downs. But if they cannot leave me a lot of things good, why should I take their bad ones? So I go to the word and hold on to it. At the time the Lord delivered me from that thing, it was dramatic. But all I did, because I had gone to different places to look for deliverance for this and that, at the appointed God, God stepped down and did it for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The same Jesus Christ will do it for you. Do not yield. Do not give up easily. Do not go into the dimension of crying and weeping over. Yeah, you may cry, you may weep, but cry unto the Lord. But cry unto the Lord. Or weep unto the Lord. Let your midnight cry be unto him. If you wake up in the middle of the night, remind him. 2 hours later on, you wake up, remind him. Tell him on this situation, I will continue. No. Have somebody write a letter for me on something. I say, this man will not give up. Say, how do you know that? He say, I see you. You are not the tither. I say, He will not give up. I said, that is true. I will not give up. I don't know how to go in reverse. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have to be moving forward. That more obstacles will come. You think you have one level, it goes to another dimension. But I know whom I have believed. When the Holy Spirit, which is the anointing, will come, he will break asunder every yoke. He will break every fetters. Let's rise on our feet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He has broken every chain. He has broken every yoke. It is by the anointing that Jesus breaks the yoke. If you are bound in any way in this situation, whether it is spiritual, whether it is physical, you seem to have met a dead end. You just don't see how this will work. Take my advice this morning. It's based on the word. It's not because of any prophet or any pastor. Put the word of God onto trial on your behalf. Do what I do at times. I say, write it and post everywhere. Start to quote it, start to recite it, start to believe it. At the appointed time, Jesus Christ will break for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will break and come like a tsunami. He will come and make everything, every plan of the enemy, every situation of the enemy, he will bring it down in Jesus' mighty name, because he's the only one that is able to do it. Whether it is whatever it may be called, just know that Christ broke every fetters in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. By the anointing. By the Holy Ghost. Just as a prophecy. It is the days God is moving in his mind.